The world's largest petroleum cartel is trying to demonstrate its power to prop up the price of oil. Members of OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, agreed to cut their production quotas this past week. Before the war in Iraq, analysts offered many possible scenarios about the future of OPEC, and one scenario suggested that Iraq would pump enough oil that it might break OPEC's power. That hasn't happened. At least it hasn't happened yet. Fareed Mohammadi is the chief economist with PFC Energy, and he frequently helps us sort out the oil markets. Welcome again.
Thank you.
Why did OPEC cut the production quotas now?
Well, in the last few weeks, the price had started to tumble, and there was fear among OPEC members, particularly Saudi Arabia, that the fundamentals were getting much more sloppy, especially looking forward into the second quarter of next year, where they thought that in their calculations that they needed to cut nearly 2.5 million barrels a day to balance the market and, in their opinion, keep the price at around $28 a barrel.
In the last few months, Iraq has produced very little oil, right?
That's right, and that actually has been a great help to OPEC, because that has taken oil off the market and has helped OPEC's ability to balance the market and keep prices up.
But is there still a feeling that in 6 months or a year or 2 years that Iraq will become a major oil-producing country again and that OPEC will have great trouble propping up prices, even if they want to do that?
A lot has to be sorted out. Yes, it's conceivable that when Iraq is producing 6 million barrels a day, and that's what the Iraqi oil minister said at the recent OPEC meeting, but a lot more has to be sorted out on the ground in Iraq. And that sort of thinking, I think that the U.S. has not done, and certainly it's not been done in Iraq itself.
You just alluded to another interesting thing. There was an Iraqi representative at this OPEC meeting this past week, and of course this would be an Iraqi who represented the U.S.-appointed provisional government.
Yes, exactly, and that was fairly controversial, but I think that with the exception of Venezuela, which took a very quote-unquote high-minded stance and refused to recognize this representative, most of the other OPEC members said, fine, let's just work with him.
In recent years, the conventional wisdom has been that this organization will try to restrain production, will try to hold down prices, and then they'll fail. They'll violate their own quotas, or other countries outside of OPEC will just produce more.
Well, since 1998, all the planets have sort of lined up beautifully for OPEC, and especially for Saudi Arabia, and its ability to manage the market. And that is, it's got a very good relationship with Iran, and it's got a very cooperative relationship with Venezuela. The other thing that's happened is that, to a certain extent, the distancing of Saudi Arabia from the U.S. The Saudis are taking a much more independent and economic, self-interested stance. In the old days, they would never have done that. That would have irritated the U.S., but they decided to do it anyway.
There are certainly people who look at paying $1.89 or whatever it may be, depending on where you are in the country, for a gallon of gas and are very frustrated by that and wonder why.
Well, it does tend to take away from the other consumption. And since the growth of this economy is now largely dependent on consumer spending and consumer confidence, the economic officials certainly worry that if they divert funds away from other consumption, that it may lead to a slowing down of the economy. I don't think that this move itself will lead to that. The OPEC move of a week ago, all that does is put a prop under the prices and keeps the price of oil up at a certain level.
Fareed Mohammadi is the chief economist with PFC Energy. Thanks very much.
Thank you.